Bucks first round draft pick, teenager, playing his basketball in Australia.
I'm sure he'll be great.
AJ Johnson?
Well, now you're three.
I just got to That's again, tells you like...
AJ Johnson is correct.
Yeah. Well, the Bucks have reached before for a teenager that a lot of people didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of worked out.
You're right.
His name is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I bring it up again because there's video from John Horst, who is the Bucks general manager, and his post-draft news conference there. It looked like he was in a closet. Bucks, put a light on the man.
Turn on
the call, Fagan. Peter, what is the lighting budget? Throw some light on the man.
Do they do some savings, power savings in the summertime?
Give it up for John Sakata.
It's kind of almost deafening.
With billions of cicadas emerging at the same time.
That's gotten funnier, hasn't it? Like, it was
like
funny
the first time. You ask me that every time. Like, you need affirmation.
I do. Oh, well, because we played it a lot. This is probably the last time I'm going to play the Cicada Cicada open.
Now, why is that?
Because they're disappearing. The cicadas are, like, done.
Yeah. The cicadas.
Rapidly coming to a close of cicada season in the state. Within areas like Lake Geneva, I know it's definitely gotten quieter. There's still some out there, but those will be disappearing here within the next week or so.
That's PJ Lee. She's an entomologist with the University of Wisconsin. Said, yeah, cicada apocalypse is pretty much done, at least for southern Wisconsin, where we typically get them. You can confirm.
Mm-hmm. I noticed dramatic difference a week apart at Lake Geneva, that there were significantly less cicadas singing and significant less carcasses and ones flying around.
We didn't get any by our house.
Not us either.
And in some summers we do. But never came this far west, I guess. It's not, I guess I'm reporting from my backyard only.
Right.
But not nearly as celebrated is our mosquito situation. No song for that. I suppose I could come up with one.
There's got to be a singer who sounds like a mosquito. Or what's a super annoying song?
Right.
I mean that.
Okay, we could have done that. Maybe. All right, I'll think on that. They have to have something to replace the cicadas. Cicadas.
Or just keep playing that song.
And have it be irrelevant. Reports from around southeast Wisconsin, though, the people are
not
getting
good.
Dragged off by mosquitoes.
It is not good.
We had a lot of rain. It's been hot. A couple of ingredients that can produce a bumper crop. That has not been the case for everyone, however. It's why Eric and I first started asking the question, because we kind of looked at each other and like, you getting mosquitoes?
Not really.
So much. I'm on the southern side of Milwaukee County. You're in the western suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Anecdotally, just not many in that area. Here's our UW entomologist on that.
A couple of things could be going on, and it really depends on where you're located in the state. Now, first of all, as you mentioned, we've had a lot of rain, and we know mosquitoes need rain for their juvenile stages to develop. So from a certain point of view, that clock is ticking. We have set the stage. They have what they need. In some areas, the mosquitoes are already out in force. In other areas, it's still a little quiet, but they could be coming.
All right. So in other words, if you ain't got them, you're going to get them.
Okay,
you're going
great.
Up north, right?
Yeah, going up to Minocqua.
They're
so
going to kill you.
I'll report back.
You'll be able to confirm immediately.
Right.
I'm going to be getting pictures and texts from you, right?
Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. It's everywhere.
They'll sing at the top of their voices, and they pee in the wind.
Yeah, back to the cicadas now. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, right here in Milwaukee this month, unveiled a limited edition cicada bobblehead, celebrating the overlap of the life cycles of this historic double brood that is emerging. Positioned on a base bearing its name across the front with a grass-like texture on top, the cicada bobblehead features its prominent red eyes set wide apart, short antenna, membranous wings. Did I say that right?
Sure.
They're like
membrane.
Right, yeah. Bobbleheads will be individually numbered, only available through the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum's online
in
store.
In case you need to remember them.
been a great cicada season. Okay, probably last time with this song. Hang on it.